65. Call thou to remembrance thine arrival in the city, Constantinople. How the ministers of the Sultan thought thee to be unacquainted with their laws and regulations, and believed thee to be one of the ignorant. Say, yes, by my Lord, I am ignorant of all things, except what God hath, through his bountiful favour, been pleased to teach me. To this we assuredly testify and unhesitatingly confess it. Say, if the laws and regulations to which ye cleave be of your own making, we will in no wise follow them. Thus have I been instructed by him who is the all-wise, the all-informed. Such hath been my way in the past, and such will it remain in the future through the power of God and his might. This indeed is the true and right way. If they be ordained by God, bring forth then your proofs, if ye be of them that speak the truth. Say, we have written down in a book which leaveth not unrecorded the work of any man, however insignificant, all that they have imputed to thee, and all that they have done unto thee. Say, it behoveth you, O ministers of state, to keep the precepts of God, and to forsake your own laws and regulations, and to be of them who are guided aright. Better is this for you than all ye possess, did ye but know it. If ye transgress the commandment of God, not one jot or one tittle of all your works shall be acceptable in his sight. Ye shall ere long discover the consequences of that which ye shall have done in this vain life, and shall be repaid for them. This verily is the truth, the undoubted truth. How great a number of those who in bygone ages have committed the things ye have committed, and who, though superior to you in rank, have in the end returned unto dust and been consigned to their inevitable doom. Would that ye might ponder the cause of God in your hearts. Ye shall follow in their wake, and shall be made to enter a habitation wherein none shall be found to befriend or help you. Ye shall of a truth be asked of your doings, shall be called to account for your failure in duty with regard to the cause of God, and for having disdainfully rejected his loved ones, who with manifest sincerity have come unto you. It is ye who have taken counsel together regarding them, ye that have preferred to follow the promptings of your own desires, and forsaken the commandment of God, the help in peril, the Almighty. Say, what? Cleave ye to your own devices, and cast behind your backs the precepts of God? Ye indeed have wronged your own selves and others. Would that ye could perceive it. Say, if your rules and principles be founded on justice, why is it then that ye follow those which accord with your corrupt inclinations, and reject such as conflict with your desires? By what right claim ye then to judge fairly between men? Are your rules and principles such as to justify your persecution of him who at your bidding hath presented himself before you, your rejection of him, and your infliction on him every day of grievous injury? Hath he ever, though it be for one short moment, disobeyed you? All the inhabitants of Iraq, and beyond them every discerning observer, will bear witness to the truth of my words. Be fair in your judgment, O ye ministers of state. What is it that we have committed that could justify our banishment? What is the offence that hath warranted our expulsion? It is we who have sought you, and yet behold how ye refuse to receive us. By God, this is a sore injustice that ye have perpetrated, an injustice with which no earthly injustice can measure. To this the Almighty is himself a witness. Know ye that the world and its vanities and its embellishments shall pass away. Nothing will endure except God's kingdom, which pertaineth to none but him, the sovereign Lord of all, the help in peril, the all-glorious, the almighty. The days of your life shall roll away, and all the things with which ye are occupied, and of which ye boast yourselves, shall perish, and ye shall most certainly be summoned by a company of his angels to appear at the spot where the limbs of the entire creation shall be made to tremble, and the flesh of every oppressor to creep. Ye shall be asked of the things your hands have wrought in this your vain life, and shall be repaid for your doings. This is the day that shall inevitably come upon you, the hour that none can put back. To this the tongue of him that speaketh the truth and is the knower of all things hath testified.